A look ahead. Greetings, dear ones. I am M. I join you this day with great joy and reminders from home. Well, the planet is moving at an incredible pace. The planet has always been moving on her path. She has her ups and downs. But the fascinating part is that the human evolution is starting to move at an astounding rate. Now, we see difficulties almost everywhere in different places throughout the world. Please understand that this is all part of the human evolution, the stretching out and then connecting back together. Yes, it's very challenging because you're all moving in different directions. And you can now see the division throughout the planet. We tell you, dear ones, you have the wisdom of the heart. And it will soon be revealed why you wanted to be here at this time. In the days ahead, humans will figure out simple ways to connect heart energy with each other's on the planet. As your vibrations rise, you will create a network of love. A web will evolve to produce the energy needed to help humanity resolve collective problems. People are going in so many different ways, trying to accomplish one thing or the other, becoming frustrated, and then expressing that frustration. Recently, in many countries, people have taken to the streets to express similar frustration. That's a fairly normal cycle, which has repeated itself as humanity has evolved. In reality, you'll continue to see this for some time throughout the planet. The human heart is rising. Humanity is stretching out. With the use of technologies, each individual is starting to say what he or she needs. Everyone is speaking out loudly, each claiming their long-lost voice. The first step in evolution is to reach a new level of self-awareness. At that point, one defines themselves by what they do not want around them. Finding strength through independence can be a catalyst and is empowering, but only for a short time. To anchor in the higher levels of the second step must be mastered. This is to now define oneself by what they do want around them. Humans are dealing with racism in more areas than you may know. It's an overall balancing long overdue, and from our perspective, it is a human's becoming self-aware. Now we will see how it is anchored among the collective. No two humans are alike or equal, although your spirits are all perfectly equal. Replicate that in your experience with each other's, and all humans can begin to define themselves by what they do want around them. This is the harmonious feminine energy in action. Source codes. As your spirit journeys into a physical body, as you incarnate and walk through life, there are times when things come to you magically. You may wonder why this is or what happened to you in a particular way. Dear ones, you set most of it up by contract. However, you no longer have an obligation, only a potential path. There are levels of contracts that you're unaware of, even agreeing to be part of a collective contract. When you first made these connections, you basically made a connection to the physical being that your spirit inhabits and blends with. Well, that's done through the use of source codes. Those original source codes are able to plant and connect the physical body. In the same way the DNA carries the physical codes of your body, source codes hold that relationship to your spirit. That allows you to have the beautiful experience of pretending to be a human. As you run into difficulties in the days ahead, one of the most important aspects is to connect the hearts. You see, all of you hold all the answers. Although none of you hold all the answers together, all of you have a resolution to everything. Keep that in mind, because the changes ahead are a motivation that you have collectively put on your planet. And it's evolving. You're seeing more people take to the streets and hold signs for whatever it is they support. That's the open heart. And if you can connect with those who open hearts, you can create unity. However, that does not mean you have to connect with angry people in the streets. That's what you see when you connect your hearts in its purest form of love. You can make a network over the planet simply by connecting energetically. If you have friends who are in different parts of the world, find time to connect with them. This will strengthen your own personal energetic net and creates a web of love. And yes, you can have meditations at specific times to bring people together. Most of you are healers and teachers, so you're challenging you to do all that and more. The collective heart of humanity will rise if it is given space. You will see a lot more changes and shifts of energy over the next several months. Some of you will like it and some won't, but don't get overly attached so you won't become exhausted. Stand clearly in your truth, but if possible, do so at a distance. There will be times when your voice will be needed. Keep in mind that you have something to gain from all of this, for it causes everyone to step up, seek a higher truth, and reach towards something that can help them move. Your world has already changed, dear ones. The big shift. The biggest challenge throughout the universe is that others had to collectively end their game, perhaps because their planet was shifting or something similar was occurring. Of course, you're familiar with Lemuria, and probably even more so with Atlantis, which is now starting to rise again. One of the most beautiful parts about this is that as you come together in the heart energy, you step up into a higher vibration. Even if you do not feel a connection with Atlantis, there's a reckoning taking place. Many have played a part in the shift. Some of you have held hands and stepped up out of the difficulties, creating a higher space that others could move into. Remembering Atlantis. Now the challenge about it is that you cannot easily disconnect. You have placed yourself in a set of circumstances that define you. In reality, you have set both the game and its rules into motion. As we've mentioned before, on Earth, in the late 60s, many of the souls who played the game of Atlantis came back in. They are still entering in large numbers as now there's a chance to do things differently. Many planted the seeds of a different culture, while others took to the streets to bring in those ideas and ground them firmly in the collective. After the fall of Atlantis, a commitment was made. If humanity ever got to the point where Earth could make that transition, many of the Atlanteans would incarnate and be here during those times. Although many of you are here from those times, you may have no memory of it. The Keepers have no memories of this time here, only what we have told him. That's fairly common, but here's the point. It won't work if everyone rises up into the new world and creates another game at this higher level, then leaves the rest of the humans down there to fight it out. Why not? Because that's what happened before. Spiritual magnetics. It's very simple, dear ones. The last time this took place, when you had a grand meeting that you called all souls together and literally stopped time. The illusion of time was suspended for a moment to bring together everything. From all the facets of time in spirit, here the game was adjusted slightly, and you promised that never again would you divide. Either everyone goes or no one goes. That's an interesting situation, because as you step up, it's very easy to separate thinking and hide in the higher states. It would be helpful here to understand that you've all connected. You always have been and always will be. So if you try to step into a higher state, it simply won't work. You can create this higher space and step into it from time to time to rejuvenate and to gain vision in a new direction. However, the problem arises when one wishes to escape and live entirely in the higher vibrations. The idea here was to create that sacred space, invest in it, and use it to balance and rejuvenate as you continue to connect with others in physical form. That allows you to ground the higher light and pull all of humanity up as you do. We call the space that we use in our teachings the Esseyoto. but many names will come from many different channels. Keep in mind that names are unimportant. We are not speaking of home, dear ones. This higher state still allows a spirit to have an experience in a physical form. It's simply that the physical body and the spirit are renegotiating their contracts. The final blend will emerge as more of the passions of spirit with fewer physical challenges. Over the next few years, it will be helpful to have this sacred space solidly in place. As you evolve, many of your societal systems will shift, affecting daily lives in many places. The rules of life seem to change rapidly. And as the societal systems shift, they have to perfect themselves. There is a great deal of difficulty with that because of the lack of unity. In addition, the difference between the high and low vibration of humanity is much larger than it's been before. The beautiful part, however, is that all you need to do is to hold hands, and it amplifies your energy exponentially into the universe. Interestingly, the people who hold your hands may have a different belief than you. It matters not, because if you pull back far enough, you can see that everyone is connected and the same. Merlin's Law. You can see the universe in front of you as you walk through life. Before, we have shared the story of Merlin's Law as it applies here. Merlin was known to walk backwards in time, and as a result, he was what most called magic. One day, a young Arthur asked Merlin for the laws on how to create. Merlin replied that there were no such laws, and that he did not even like the idea of laws at all. Then Merlin shared with Arthur this simple idea. "My lad," he said, "in life one must make negotiations. The idea is this. Make the best deal that you can negotiate, and when it comes time, deliver a little bit more." Arthur used this often, and in spite of his mentor's wishes, he told everyone that this was Merlin's Law. It works with all kinds of energy exchanges. In the days ahead, keep in mind that relationships are one of these negotiations. The Web of Love. It's interesting that during these times of change on Earth, relationships can help create the sacred space of which we speak. All it takes is one strong connection. Find it or make it happen somewhere. If you do not have one strong connection, make many of them instead. Do you need to be in harmony with someone about what you are creating together? No, not anymore. Even if they're only short interactions, it helps to set up the network all over the planet. As you feed ideas and love into this connection, it expands exponentially and grounds the energy everywhere. The Family of E. As we've also mentioned, dear ones, many of you are from the Family of E. This was the first time that you would play the game without overshadowing rules, for it was a game of free choice. And as such, many of this family athlete took off their wings to play the game. Now you have a massive amount of them here, but they're all fairly young. Although they are only small children, they are holding an energy that can greatly help. As you make these connections, find the one person or group that you can connect with on a regular basis to help strengthen the web that you are building. Remember to include the children. Make space for them in your thoughts, because they're bringing in the answers that many of you are seeking right now. It is with the greatest of honor, dear ones, that we greet you in these ways. We ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another, and play well together at every opportunity. You are the magicians of the game board. I am M, and I love you dearly. Espavo.